So I know, a lot of you have had questions. Some of you have gone to Lynn with questions. Some of you have posted questions. And some of you probably have questions. You haven't spoken to anybody. They're just in your mind at this point. So again, big welcome to you. I'm so excited that you're here. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about what our plan was for the rest of the year and then plan starting in the new year. So you've already got access as soon as you joined. And it's like Leoniki joined a month ago, so you have access to the whole thing before that, all the stuff that was released before that. But those of you who have joined just since Shine, you're in the program and you've got access to certain things, not the entire program. Obviously, if you had access to the entire program from the beginning, you would be a little bit overwhelmed. So what we're going to do is we've got some certain things that I'll show you what you've got already, and then we're going to release modules kind of one at a time, but we're going to give you the ability to, okay, I'm finished with module one, I'm ready to go to two, or to open modules that you need access to sooner rather than later. So that's all in the works in the background, so that takes a little bit of revamping at the back end, so we'll start opening up things before that. But you have access to a treasure trove of information. I was saying to Lynn earlier, you have access to more stuff than you have time to access it. So I want to make sure that everybody can see. If you're on just the phone, go ahead to join.me and you'll see my screen. If not, you'll see it in the recording. So we'll be able to see it as we play it back for you. So, and I'm just going to check and make sure that you guys are seeing the screen. So you guys see my screen, Lynn? Are you seeing the screen? I'll make sure that it's there. Yeah. Okay. So what I have up on the screen is our Institute of Nutritional and Endocrinology main page. Most of you have been here before. And on this main page, what you see is a list of the various programs that we have for offer. You know, and we've got advanced clinical resources, which you already have access to, which is a bunch of resources related to not the core content, but more advanced. Like, we bring in clinicians, we bring in people that you probably have heard of if you're following in the functional nutrition realm or functional medicine realm, and some of them you may not have, but they're colleagues of mine that I know have a lot of really cool stuff to share that's different, cutting edge, clinical, that's really going to cement things. We do those on a sporadic basis. Sometimes we have one or two in a month. Sometimes we go a couple months without it. We're going to start those up. We might have one in December, I think we're trying to get set up. But if not, we're going to start them after the first of the year when people aren't so busy. And I'll show you real quickly what that looks like. If you click this link, and you guys will see this on your front page, what you're going to see is an index, which is the various ones we've had so far, Dr. Dickon Weatherby, Dr. Jeffrey Bland. You may have heard of some of these folks, Kim Diaramo, Linda Berry, Susan Pierce-Thompson, Tracy Taryn Tranchella. You may not have heard of her, but she is she works as a consultant for BioHealth, who does all their adrenal testing. And then somebody calls herself Elixir, and she does face reading. So you've got all these programs, and what you have is a description on the page about what the call was about the guest. Most of them have given you access to some kind of cool free something. So some of them just is a learn more, so you can find out more about what they do. Dr. Weatherby, I want to pay a little bit of a special attention to, because what he did, he created a program called the Blood Chemistry Software, and he has given us all access to that. So if you haven't already gotten it, it will be set up. I'm not sure what the status is or what exactly needs to happen behind the scenes to make that happen. We have this account that's a student account. So I have my main account where I do all my clients in, and there's a student account. And what this program does is it allows you to put in your blood chemistry, and then it runs it through some filters and it gives you really cool reports. And you have access to this once it's all set up. You'll have access to this where you can put your clients in while you're in training. Once you leave and you graduate and you're certified and you're going to be on your own and not in the program anymore, then you'll have to, you know, if you like it, you can purchase it on your own, which has a monthly subscription rate. But I purchased it like when he first announced it, because I knew it's a rental. It's not really a purchase. And when I loved it so much, and we reached out to them to see what we could do, and he actually created everybody a login so you can go in and put your own in there. So it's really cool. Well, he did a class on how to actually, a little bit about blood chemistry and then how to use that blood chemistry software that's part of your program. So that was cool. Then Jeffrey Bland. If you haven't heard of Jeffrey Bland, welcome to Jeffrey Bland. Jeffrey Bland is he's basically the founder or the father of functional medicine. He coined the term functional medicine. He's been doing this for 40 years. I started studying with him while I was still in school. So I've been, close to 30 years, I've been studying with Dr. Bland at every seminar he ever did that came to the area where I lived. And I went to the very second, actually. He corrected me when I met him at the most recent IFM. He said, no, you were in it the first one, you were at the second one. I'm like, how do you remember? Well, the guy has a photographic memory. So he puts up studies and he says, oh yeah, and this study, and that's related to that study back in the year, like sitting there going, how does he know this stuff? He's got a photographic memory. He's brilliant. So he did a really cool talk on the nutritional neuroimmune network, and it was phenomenal. And all of these have a lot of different, let's just say, oh, he has slides. He has a lot of slides. So he had a learn more, and you can find out about the PLM Institute. He also has this thing, this monthly thing with tapes that you can listen to each, too. I thought that she had, maybe when you click to it. So what I'm going to do is click to it, because I think when you click to it, there was supposed to be a little free gift when you got there. Yeah, here we go. So then when you get to the page, you'll see the slide presentation, if there was one. It's also audio slides. Oh, and then the free gift. So that's all part of that. So some of them that gave us a free gift, some of them didn't, some of them did. Like Dr. Weatherby gave us a free gift, like access to his software. And you can go back and listen to these. So you've got access to, how many did we say? Six of them? One, two, three, seven of them. So that's at least 7 hours, but each of them was an hour and a half, some of them a little longer. So you've got access to at least 10 hours of great information that you could watch and listen to and really just sink your teeth in, and then go back when you're more ready for that advanced stuff, if it's advanced. But this one with Dr. Kim was amazing, because it was using mind-body medicine to heal your patients and yourself. And then with Dr. Linda Berry was energy and trauma healing, like how do you help people with those things. And she gave us practical things that we could do with our clients. And then Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson talked about the psychology and neuroscience of sustainable weight loss. You know, what is it? What is emotional eating? What is that craving that people have? And how does that tie into neuroscience? Because she's a PhD in neuroscience. Then we had Dr. Tracy talking about adrenal fatigue, you know, testing and various things related to adrenal fatigue. And then we had Elixir, who just taught us about how do you read your face, like what's on your face, and how do you look at the face and find areas that, you know, of toxicity, et cetera. And it's just another tool, right? We're not going to say, oh, we just read faces and that's all we do, or we just read eyes and that's all we do. It's a matter of, we like a lot of tools in our toolbox and a lot of different diagnostic methods or let's say evaluation methods. So that's your ACR. And all you're having to do to get to it is to log in. And I'll show you two ways to get it. Log in to inemembers.com. You'll put your user ID and password in. I'm going to show you. You see this little arrow? If you've got a full screen, I'll just show you in a second when I widen the screen. Right? It goes there. But I'm shortening the screen so it all fits on the video. And there you go. And then it puts this little arrow, so you can just shoot the arrow out. I'm logged in because it says welcome, but if it didn't say that, it would say you are not logged in, and then you can log in. Sometimes we'll tell you to go in and log out and then log back in again, because we've added some new content and it won't show on your screen unless you do that. So the other way you can reach everything that you have, which is less than what I have, because obviously I'm the owner here and I get everything, is you'll see this. You should see ACR, Advanced Clinical Resources. If you don't see the things I'm telling you you should see, then what you need to do is reach out to Lynn on the Facebook group or write to Help Desk, or there's a couple of other ways. I'll show you how to get help. Actually, the better way is right in here. Client Assessment Tools, that's a compilation of all the assessment pieces, so that'll be compiled when we get through more of that. CDMS, Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System, that's what you got when you first came in as well. So you got the digestive module. And those of you who came to Shine know that at the pyramid that we use, the pyramid of health with the pillars, that digestive system is at the base. So it's really important that you do that. In general, we have structured the class so that it logically leads you up, and the digestive system is a little bit later. But we just figured that's an easy thing to give you right now. And the reason we wanted to give it to you right now as you came in is because it's being offered as a live program right now. So we've got coaching calls and we've got a retreat day and all that. So if you didn't make it to our call last week because maybe you joined after that or you missed the email, then that's recorded and there's another call in December and another call in January, and then there's an all-day retreat in February. And I'll show you as we go along what some of the other resources are. But any kind of time you're looking at our site, if it has one of these little arrows versus a little circle, then that means that there's some stuff under it. So like this is just one page, right? And then the other you have to link from there. But for these, you're going to see, oh, it's going to take you there. It just takes you to an index. Okay. So it takes you to the digestive module index, and I'll take you there in a minute. But if you look at something like this, it gives you all of the different. Now, this IRSPT is insulin resistance. Some of you have already been through it. We're not offering it live right now, but it's all available to study it and then bring questions to your calls. We are not opening that yet, but we are opening up the sister program to that to our consumers, which is the blood sugar balancing Before Be Gone program. That will be opened up in December, and we'll give you guys a choice if you want to go through that for your own help and your own edification, and or you want to take a client through it. We'll give you the option. You don't have to go through it at that point. If you do decide to go through it, we'll also give you the option to go through the practitioner training for that. So right now that's not open unless you've already had it and unless you're already in NEPT for, 2014 or 15. Now, what I do want to say, though, is that the cool part about it is that while NEPT has its own certification at the end, right, and you can become certified as a nutritional endocrinology practitioner, and that helps you to be able to also get credentialed through other organizations, with the IRSPT and the CDMS, you've got access to the ability to become certified in each of those. So when you go in there, there'll be, I think there might be a separate. Yeah, so there's a little thing that says certification that'll show you. The CDMS one isn't up yet for what the certification is. We've already got 5 people who've gone through and become certified in IRSPT. But if you're one of these people who likes to collect diplomas and wants to collect certifications, then once you go through this, you go through the certification, you guide some people through it. We check you out, make sure that you know what you're doing, and we give you a certificate. So it gives you the opportunity to get an interim certificate while you're working on the full program. So that's why we open up these modules, even though these are in the full program, modules 7 and 12, they're all independent. Not all the modules are independent of each other, but these two are definitely independent of each other. So that's why we do that. And then we have NEPT. So what you're going to see on your side is probably ACR, CMDS. If you've already been in IRSPT, you'll see that. And then you won't see NEPT yet because we haven't opened that up for you. Some of you have been in the adrenal practitioner training. You'll see that. But you will see this practice building success system, and you'll also see the live events. So practice building success system is got ongoing coaching calls, which we're going to start doing in January. We're going to have not necessarily every month because we don't want to overwhelm you with being with us 3 times a week in order to get all the calls in, but there'll be coaching calls which are related to your business, like what Maura said today about doing enrollment conversations. What I wanted to show you when we go in here is a resource you have for learning about enrollment conversations, and that's something that you all should become masterful at. So we have coaching calls. We have resources, which is like 6 or 7 modules that I put together. So let's see. If we click on coaching calls, I think it just shows you, it just gives you links to the recorded ones because there's no upcoming, right? And it will say upcoming if there were. So here's a few of them that we've done already. And then what you've got is the resources, which are the modules that you can get started going through to start working on the business end. So you may want to pace yourself and maybe do one business one a month and the content ones a month and just kind of pace yourself. But or you can just go through these not in order, or you can go through them in an order that makes sense to you. So there's choosing your target audience, translating what you do into a system you can deliver as a program, attracting and enrolling clients, online networking, affiliating with others, and packaging your genius teleseminar. So those are all things that I did and I recorded actually as part of the program that Maura and Beverly were. So those were our very first program. And then We've got the guest faculty resources. So right now, just from what we have here, you can feel like, oh my God, I can't get through all that. There's no limits. There's no time. This is just stuff for you to get started on. And then in January, when we have the revamp of the website, you can get started on the modules. And I'll give you a glimpse of that at this point. We have Andrea Allen, Purpose to Profits. She talked about really honing in on your expertise and turning that into a really riveting program and making it an available to others. And Maura and I think Tony also worked with her privately to help them. And they both did summits and they both have programs now. So when you're ready at that point, there's several of these people that you could step further, get additional help from. Bill Barron is who Lianika was talking about. And he did this one called Master of Enrollment. And it was a brilliant call, which really talked about how you speak to people on that call to help them to want to go forward with you. Not that you feel like I'm a used car salesman now. Now I have to sell them my services. It's brilliant. And I've used it. When I learned how to do it, it churned my practice around. Same thing with Maura. She did 4 out of 5 people today. She got on a free call and she enrolled them. So I want that for all of you. And you've got a recording and everything from them. Oh, and I think there's a free gift too from them too. So if we click on Bills, we go up to the top here and we click on Bills. I think he actually has a Master of Enrollment freebie, which is a really cool worksheet that he put together. So it was an audio. So we just have an audio, MP3, and then the free gift. So you look at his free gift. You go to his site, you get it, and it's called the Yes Map. How do you get your clients to say yes? Really cool article there. And then that tells you a little bit about Bill. Next thing, so that's our PBSS. I think there's one more section of that. So that's the 3 pieces of that. So you have access to all of this right now. The other thing you also have access to is under the live events, you have access to all the Shine videos. The 2015s should be up soon, actually. They got dropped off. The hard drive got dropped off by the video people. And then we just have to get them all formatted and put up. But what they look like, if you go down to last year's 2010. So again, if you want to keep yourself busy, this is the way to go because there's some great information. And it's a really good idea to go through this Shine conference from last year, which was on the thyroid adrenal connection, the HPAT, before we actually do our thyroid adrenal modules, which are scheduled to be done in February, I believe. You're going to see that you get the digital videos, you get a post-conference, and you get all the digital materials, which are priceless. So you get access to all of these from all of our Shine conferences just because you're here. And there's all these great handouts, you know, things that you can use with your clients, worksheets that you could work with. Done for you stuff that you could actually use with people, hormone balancing meal plans, menu plans, correcting adrenal fatigue and exhaustion recipe collection, all this really cool stuff. You get access to this, plus our guest speakers' handouts. They all had handouts. So that's what you've got access to so far. So if anybody's wondering, like, when is the official module 1 coming out? Hang tight. You've got plenty to keep you busy until that. And we're working on revamping the site so that we can make it much easier for you to access and have the pretests and all that. So this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like for now, but there's a lot more that will be added to it. And there's information about certification as well. And what you look at is we take you through an overview. We take you through cellular metabolism. It's all Krebs cycle and all the nutrients. People need to be energetic. The macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, fat, the history taken, the micronutrients, food principles. You've already got access to digestion, and we can certainly give you access to blood sugar just because they're really standalone. They're set up as standalone modules without having to get in. Once you do get your full site access, what you're going to get is access to all these tabs up here. And I want to start with showing you how you can get support, which you can get right now anyway. You won't have all of these links, but it's just like I said, mine is confusing because it's everybody. First of all, go to Facebook. If you haven't already signed up to our Facebook page, go for it. It's the best community. You write something and people within, you know, less than an hour, usually there's several responses. If you have questions or things that you want to add to you want to ask about specific clients or how do I do this or opportunities, whatever. Whenever we do a coaching call or a call with any of these, if you have a question that you want to submit for that, there's the ask pages. So you just figure out what these calls are. This is going to be simplified going in because we realized it was a little complicated to have so many. And that's one of the restructures that we're going to be doing. But it's basically a question that you go to that page. And if you can't make a coaching call, but you have a burning question that you want an answer to right away, you put your comment in there and then it shows up. Like this was Allison, couldn't make it to a call, but she wanted us to talk about a case that she had, so she put it in. Not all of them are going to be quite that complicated. Allison is an MD, so she has a little bit more complicated cases that she's dealing with. So a bunch of people put cases in there. Okay, so the other thing that you have access to under this support tab is technical assistance. So if you're having trouble with any page in the site, if you're having trouble and it won't let you into a page you think you should, what you do is you go to the technical assistance page and you do the same thing. You leave a comment and the comments will go to Stacy. She tells you all these different things about what she needs if you're having a problem so that she can help you most quickly. Because what she really wants to do is not have to go back and ask you a whole bunch of questions. She wants to be able to go to you and say, I got all this information. Here's your fix. Here's what's to do. It's fixed, right? So the more information you give her and she tells you. So she'll get to you. She replies much sooner than that, but she commits to 2 to 3 business days. Like here, can't seem to get the calendar at a glance to come up. So Stacy would have walked her through it, and she's called some people back, and they'll say protected content. It meant that they didn't have access to it, maybe that they're not supposed to or whatever. But this is a place to go. So if ever you need support, you just want to remember to go to the technical assistance. It's much quicker and more direct than going to our help desk. You can always respond to any of my emails and say, hey, this link wasn't working, but you're going to get quicker response and write to the person who can fix it by going here to the technical assistance page. So always remember that. That support tab is available regardless of which programs you're in and before you even have access to the full, the full curriculum. So you just go to the technical assistance. Okay? So the two things I want you to know about right now, go to Facebook and technical assistance. The other thing that you have access to, and I'm wondering where the best place to find it would be. Schedule. Okay. Yeah. So on your schedule, if you click on schedule, it's going to take you to a page of the upcoming calls. Now, you won't see all of these calls because you're not in all these programs, right? You'll just see the ones for the call, the things you're in. So you're going to see ACR, CMDS, INE Office Hours, and PBSS. That's the ones you'll see. And so when you click that link, it'll say, I wonder when the next business is. Well, we don't have any scheduled yet, so it's TBA, right? We will have, as soon as we have that, we have somebody lined up for January, it'll be put in there, and all the information you need will be right there. Say you're wondering when is the next, and you can always go back to top wherever you are. You can always click that and go back to top. So you can always see when's the next digestive one. Okay, so the upcoming calls. It are Thursday, November 12th. That was already there. We already had that. And access, I wonder why it's not put up. I guess it was because it was just last week and it didn't get put up. Usually it'll have an upcoming thing. It'll say recorded calls, and that will be moved there. But you can still have access to the recording if you missed it by clicking that. And you just click here to listen in. So if you missed that first call, go ahead and listen to it. And then here's all the rest of the calls as we have set up so far. And if there's ever one that gets changed, we'll always put it in red that it was changed just so that if you already had it on your calendar, you'll see that and you'll go to your calendar. I highly recommend that you do put things on your calendar, but also watch for your email to let you know if anything gets changed. So that's that. And when you're full blown in to when we start officially get everything going and all the calls and everything, you'll see some of your calls listed here. But this will look a little bit different, so I'm not going to even review that with you. Lynn, I'm going to have Lynn come on and help me with, is there other stuff that I missed? Because Lynn, for sure. Hang on, Lynn. I'm going to put you on speaker so that it gets recorded. Okay, Lynn, go ahead and say hi. Okay.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
All right. So I don't want to overwhelm everybody, but on the other hand, you know what people ask and what other pieces that people may want me to show. So what else besides what I've shown already do you think is important for us to share with people now?
You could go to the resources page button. Okay, so the file uploader will be something they'll probably be using.
Yep. So file uploader is if a call's coming up and you want me to take a quick look at a lab or something that you want me to see, somebody's diet diary, whatever, you can upload a file and you'd basically be putting your name, your email address, what program is it for? So if you're in the digestion, you'd do it there. If you're in blood sugar here, if you're in NEPT, you'd click that. So you just choose your program. And then what documents are you uploading? Are you uploading an assignment? Like if we give you assignments, which we periodically do, a lab, a case study, a client file, certification submission, or other. And then you read all this to make sure that, you know, we're in agreement here. And if it's a case study that you want me to review, you have to give me permission to do it. And I highly recommend that you take anybody's name off of it so we don't, you know, you don't share your client's private information. And then any comments you have. And then you just select files, find a file on your computer, and that's it. So that window you didn't see, but it'll open up your browser on your computer. So that's one thing. The other thing under resources is a case study submission. So those are two different things. File is you're just going to give me one file, and you might say, this is a person, I want you to look at this particular lab. With a case study, like for CMDS, we have case study calls. For NEPT starting in January, we're going to have case study calls where you can just give us a full case of a person, and it'll be a really good educational piece. So there'll be a couple of calls, probably a couple of calls a quarter. We're not sure the exact frequency. We'll see where we're actually going to do case studies. So again, you go through, you put your name and email, you put the program, and then you hit here, and when you say continue, it's going to ask you lots of questions. Let's do this. I'm going to just fill that in from my saved stuff. Okay. I mean, I can say A at B. You have to fill most of these in just or it won't let you do it. I don't know that these all have to be. And I say continue. I would say, okay, save, continue. Something's missing. It doesn't like that. email at drritamarie.com. Okay, let's see if it takes that. So that you have to actually put stuff in, but I want to go through it just so I could show you. So the first thing you do is you look at, tell us about the client whose case you're submitting and be as detailed as possible. So this way I have a good history. Everybody else has a good history. And as we're going through it, we'll use them as teaching tools, similar to what they do in internships and residencies where they go through and do, you know, clinical rounds. It's basically going to be a clinical rounds. So you tell us about your client, and there's several pages of stuff where you can just tell us lots about your client as much as you know. We actually downloaded I don't know where Stacy put it. Do you know? Remember I had taken the print copy of this and I'd put it in a file and I asked Stacy to put it somewhere so that you guys can see.
Is it in certification?
Oh, under certification requirements? Okay,
yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I'll make sure. But basically so that you know what to ask people, so you know what's in here. And then you go through and you just fill it in, you submit it, and you submit any labs, there's an uploader with it, and then we can go through your cases. So for some of you, you know, you may not have cases yet, but you all have your own case, and you all have your mom and your sister and anybody else that you want to work with. So over the course of the time together, we're hoping that we can get enough of these in that you guys can all get a chance to get a case read. And it's not just coming to me and getting me to read it. The more we learn, I'm going to be asking you questions to help pull it out of you because I think you know a lot more than you think you know, and get input from other people on the call as well. And this will be a great way for all of us to learn. So we'll start doing those case study calls next year. And then for certification, you do need to submit case studies. So it's good practice for doing your certification one. Anything else? What else should we show them? I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store. We have so much stuff on this site.
I do like to point out to people the blood sugar balancing presentation in a box.
Oh, where is that?
It's right, keep going down. There.
Ah, here it is. Yeah, I don't know if it's open to them yet, but it could be. It's possible it is. So you guys can look to see. If not, it will be as soon as we open the whole thing to you. But this is very cool. Because what I did was I took a blood sugar balancing program that I did and I you know, kind of tweaked it and edited it so that it would be useful for you. And I gave you a recording of me doing it and I gave you the audio too, but I gave you the PowerPoint, the actual PowerPoint. So you can go in there and edit it to your own, you know, take out some slides, add some, put your own branding on it, whatever you want to do to it, you're totally free to do. You get my slides and you get a transcript so you can read about it, and then you can kind of create a script for yourself. And several people in the group have gone out and done these. I know Tony did, and Jan was actually doing one tonight. That's why she's not on the call. And you do these presentations, and people are wowed by how much you know. And then you talk to them about how you can help them. You can offer them a little, you know, private coaching or a group call coaching in doing blood sugar balancing. And it's phenomenal. And we're hoping to get these done for, you know, any of the major programs that we have. So we certainly could do it with the digestion as well, at least for those two main programs. So that's something that's a really, you know, it's not something you get in every program that you join. Thank you for reminding us of that. What about under bulletin board? Are there some cool things under bulletin board? Or no?
Well, I don't know what they'll be able to see. You do see the INE Hall of Fame. And that's the list under bulletin board there at the bottom. And that's what, if you want to know what other people are doing, these are just a few people that have given us permission to use their websites and just
oh, to showcase them, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you can see what other people are doing. Like Maura was saying, she's done these teleseminars and look where it's brought her. Right.
Well, look at all this. So a lot of people have their stuff. And you can get your stuff listed here, too. So if you already have a website up and you want to be listed in the Hall of Fame, let us know. Phyllis's new website needs to be listed there. She has a beautiful new website.
Yep.
Yeah. So these are some current people and some graduates. Some of these are not not hanging out anymore, but they're graduates of the program, like Ghislaine and Michaeline. But you'll see them on the Facebook group. Yeah, so this is a list of people who said it was okay to put their stuff in, but if you want to get added to it, go for it.
Yep.
And put your name in here and you can see. But you can also see what other people in your group are doing, which is kind of cool. But we got to get her. Do you know what her, is this a Facebook group or a Excel sheet? Oh, it's not a.
It's a Google document.
It's a Google doc? Okay, so was it.
Wasn't it, holistic child psychologist?
Yeah, so .com. Yeah, so Phyllis is a child psychiatrist, and she joined the program back about a year ago. And when she came to the retreat in March, she was like, I know, you know, I can learn all this technical stuff for what to do with my kids, but I don't know anything about doing this business thing. So at that thing, we had a hot seat with her, and she actually chose the name. We all approved of it, loved it, holisticchildpsychiatrist.com. Shockingly, it was available, so she got it. She set up a blog. I just showed her how to set up a blog, and we all helped her, and she had a Facebook group, a blog, and the URL, and there was one other thing that she had going by the time she left. Then she came to one of the calls that we had for with the branding. Kevin, who was at our Shine conference, but he did a talk on branding, and she signed up to have him help her, and in the meantime, she builds out this whole beautiful website, and he's going to come and teach us how to do that and do kind of a group thing with that. But she basically built out this beautiful website, and it's her Facebook group. So her blog must be called something else. So that's her Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just found that too.
We'll have to find that. It was somewhere. Somebody showed it. I think it was on Facebook. But we'll go ahead and put that in there. Yeah. And so, so if you've got something like that, you want to showcase. And Maura, is Maura in there? Did she show her?
Yep.
Five-star health coach. Yep. Yours is there. Allie's is coming up. Yeah. So it's like a lot of you guys have stuff up here. So it's really cool. Really cool. Okay, so that's that. And it's a Google Doc, so you can put stuff in. Just be really careful editing stuff. Do we keep a backup of this? We better keep a backup of it in case somebody accidentally does something that they shouldn't do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, make a backup of it. Yeah, so that's some of the stuff you have. There's all kinds of extras. The resources, the lab resources here?
Yeah, they're under resources. Yep. So go to NEPT.
Oh, it's an NEPT resource. So under NEPT resources,
keep going down.
There's the lab resources.
Yep.
And that's where you're going to get access to the Dick and Weatherby stuff. But also, this is where you're going to get access to all the people that we've set up with, all the labs we've set up, that if you're not a licensed practitioner who could directly order from them, where you can order and get your own account through us. So we're real excited about that. And Lynn did an awesome job with that. And then where's the
Which
oh,
one?
It must be on the list, the blood chemistry software.
Yep, it's under the lab ordering for, there it is right there.
Yeah, I just clicked that and it doesn't say anything about the
blood
chemistry. Right. So then the blood chemistry software, have they been given IDs or have we just have to send a list of the people?
Right.
To them.
I just emailed that in.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you should be getting that within a few weeks. And then within the program, you're going to have a whole module with, I don't know how many hours worth, 12 to 15 hours, maybe more, of instruction on how to actually read the blood chemistry. But the software program is so amazing. I'm just so excited that you're going to be able to get into it. And you'll have your own account for this. So you'll just say log in. And then our student's account is endocrinology with a password. That's how I get into it, so I can see what everybody's doing in there. But you guys are going to have each in your own individual. So I open this up, and you can see a lot of people have done some stuff. There's view patients, and there's a whole list of people, like see people have been doing, and right, there's a lot of work's been going on in here, and you can add patients, and you can if you added a new patient, then you can put all their information here. I'll just add me. I don't think I'm in there. And you add the person, you can add as much detail as you want. You save them, and then if I want to add or schedule a new lab test, I can say it teaches you how. You've got all these videos, and then I can add a test for today. And if it's conventional U.S., because I'm in the U.S., great. If I'm in Europe and I do standard international, I choose that. We've got some panels. You've got a default male, default female, and then a complete blood count. There are also some others that you can customize. It looks like nobody's done it in here, but in my main one I have. And then you just say save and enter lab test. And then you just can enter all the lab values. So you can put your mom and your dad and everybody in here and learn how to deal with it. So if you go in here and you put all these numbers in, let's see if I can just do this real quick. I'm just going to put a couple of numbers in.
I think mine is on there if you want to use mine.
Is it? That'd be cool, because then I can show people. And again, this is a quick overview. Lynn's going to be doing more detailed stuff. She's going to do once a month, probably starting in January. She'll start to do it once you have access so that you can actually be walking through it with her. But she'll start these once a month calls, little tours, so everybody either that's new or wants to come in because they want a refresher can come in and really get the full scope. And that way you can actually do it on your own. But I'm going to look up patients. And I'm going to look up Lynn.
There. I think I saw it.
I saw your husband in there.
Yeah, it's under DeBoer.
Oh, right. That's right. So when we open up Lynn's lab, right, she's got all this stuff that she already put in there. And we say we want to generate a report. But this is the cool part. We're going to pick her lab test. She only has one. And we're going to say we're just going to choose all the practitioner reports. And then it creates this amazing report. And this is all included. You don't have to pay extra to get this, which is so cool. I pay, you know, whatever I pay, $100 a month to do this, and then you guys get to do it under me. Yeah, so it tells me all these different things that she may have, and then it goes through the lab things. But look, it shows her the one, but if she had a previous one, it would compare it. It shows you, is she in the optimal range or not? It marks them. But then here's the cool part. You can click on any of these things as a reminder. What is glucose? It tells you all about glucose. It tells you the ranges, the low, the high, other interfering factors, drugs. All of this stuff is in here, so it's a constant learning. So you go through my modules, and then you may be like, I forget, what did she say basophils were? You go back here, and you can review it. So it's a learning tool as well as a diagnostic, or not diagnostic, no, evaluation tool. Got to watch the words. And there's videos all throughout. Plus, the Dr. Weatherby report kind of gives you the overview and teaches you some of this as well. So this, I'm super excited. I'm beyond belief thrilled with his generosity in doing this. And very excited, very excited. So what else should we show him? I think that's probably enough for one night.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at my list to make sure I didn't miss anything. I talked about the help. I talked about Facebook. We talked about INE office hours. Our next INE office hours will be, let's see, upcoming calls. Okay. Will it be early December, like the first Thursday in December maybe? Let's see. So INE monthly office hours, you'll have access to that until we start the official program. Everybody has access to it until the digestion is over. And then after that, it's just an extra call for mastery and certification and practice accelerator. But here, Thursday, December 3rd. So you come to that call, and then you can ask anything you want. And if you don't have anything to ask, come anyway. Come anyway, because you'll learn a lot from other people. And everybody else that's on here will concur with that. We talked about exams. I'll just real quickly just say at the beginning of each module, I'll just show you one of the modules. Let's just pick our overview module. An overview is like, it sounds like it's light. It's really not. It's all about overview and relationships. It's all about intricate web of hormone relationships, nutritional endocrinology, assessment and balancing. So it's really overview of nutritional endocrinology. So this is the way all of your modules are laid out. You start out, there's a progress checklist, so you can print that out. As you go through the module, you'll get to see what all the pieces are. And as you do them, you can check it off. Read the learning objections, work through the videos. You've got all this cool stuff that you can do. And so you can have one of these, and I highly recommend that you put it in your notebook. So you'll all be getting a notebook, one notebook if you're foundations, two notebooks if you're mastery, and three if you're practice accelerator. And they're binders that are empty but with tabs in them so that as you work through things, you can print off your checklists and go through them. As you do anything else in the modules and you want to keep track of it, you do tests and you want to keep your evaluations, everything, you can all put in your notebook. So I highly recommend you print all your checklists and you put them in your notebook. And then it has learning objectives, what are you going to learn? But then it has a pretest. And the pretests are really, you know, just basic stuff, just to see how much you know about this particular topic so you know where to focus your attention. And then you get the answers. So you get the pretest, and then you get the answers. And that's with every module. Okay? And then you get the core content, which are usually set up like I showed you earlier. There's videos, audios, downloadable. Everything has a transcript. So you can download the transcript and take notes while you're listening. This is really, really helpful. When I went to school, we had two things. We had a textbook and we had a professor. And if you missed what they said and you were scrambling your notes, you had to call everybody you knew to try to figure out what you missed. With this, you can go back to it and listen and watch over and over. So I created this program in a way that it would have satisfied me and what I really wanted when I was going through my own learning. We always usually have advanced topics, but we always have references there too. And sometimes the advanced topics are like articles I've found or videos I've found that you may enjoy that really cement in and seal what you've learned. And then next steps is always that place where you can come and it'll tell you what to do with what you learned. Because, you know, you learn stuff and then you don't know what to do. So it says review all the hormones and then teach it find somebody that you can practice explaining it to in a layperson's way. You know, hey, this is what this hormone does. And that'll help you to be able to explain things to your clients. Explore the advanced topics. There's something called the hypothalamus flashcards, which will help you remember things, and then incorporate a hormone harmonies diet and lifestyle factors in your own life and teach them to your clients. So each of the modules has this next steps piece, and then it has a post-test. The post-test we do in a place called Exam Professor, and they are graded. You get 3 times to take it, and if you don't pass it after 3 times, then we're going to set up a consultation with you and Lynn to go over, like, okay, what do you need? Like, where should you be studying so that you can go back in once we know that you're dedicated to going back in and studying, and we know where the things that are falling apart are, we'll go in and we'll reset your count so you have 3 more times to do it. The login is the same as your login for this site. All of them are the same. You don't need to hit the registration button, but it just defaults to being there. So you're already registered. I don't know why it's there. Maybe we need to figure out if there's a way to take it off. And then that's it. So that's what's in each one. Now, some of these have more than others, right? Not all of them are short and sweet with 3 videos. Some of them only have 1 video, but some of them, like this, what's another one? Blood chemistry. Let's click on blood chemistry. Blood chemistry. Okay. If I click on core content under blood chemistry, right, look at all that I have. There's a lot of them, right? So we have part 1, which is introduction. We have CBC. So all of these will make sense to you once you start going through them. And for those of you who are medically trained, like nurses or nurse practitioners or doctors or whatever, and you've learned about this stuff, it's a whole new world when you start doing it. And our nurses have usually come back and said, wow, there's so much more to reading a blood test than I ever learned before. Okay, let me see what else. We'll talk about the types of calls. We'll introduce you to that once we have it all set up. But, you know, in general, we're going to have 1 call that's related to foundations content. So where you can come on a regular basis, we'll figure out how often we need them. We might need them more often at the beginning and less often later on. My guess is it's going to be every month, every other month, or maybe once a quarter. Depends on what you need. Probably more like once a month or once every 6 weeks. Where we'll have a foundation content, mastery content. We'll have masterminds, where you guys can get together with each other. We'll have coaching calls, we'll have case study calls, and then we'll have business coaching calls. And so we'll have all of those different types of calls, and you'll always know you'll be getting a weekly newsletter, which will have the week at a glance and access to your schedule. And usually in the weekly newsletter, we have other resources. We also have we have access to the client programs, if there are any going on that week. And then we also have access to a little clinical pearl. You're going to like my clinical pearl from this week. For those of you who are getting that email, it's a really good one. And that's it, I think. I just always get good ideas. I just had the idea to take all those clinical pearls from all of those and just put them on compile them and put them on a page called Clinical Pearls. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. I wrote it down.
Good. It'll be in our future thing. So what I want to do now is, because I went through everything on my list that I wanted to make sure I showed you, is I want to see if there's been any questions. So if you're on the web and you have questions, raise your hand with the *2. What I don't want is that you feel overwhelmed. I want you to feel excited, but know that we will pace you through this content. I just wanted to give you an idea of what you have already. You already have plenty to keep you busy. It is the holiday season. So, you know, we have about 6 weeks before the end of the year, which is kind of scary. And a lot of that is holidays. So we're not going to put a heavy duty stuff on you and start to give you your modules with exams yet until after the first of the year. But you will have access to all the stuff I already showed you to work through at your own pace. And if you decide you don't want to go through the digestion now, or you just want to do parts of it, no problem. Wait till it comes around again in module 7. So there's no pressure for any of this. It's just got giving you content that's all not necessary to do immediately. So if you do have obligations through the end of the year and you just want to take, you know, just come to some of the calls and just kind of hang out, then by all means do that. Okay? So hands up, *2, if you have questions. I'll go to the chat and to the Q&A and see if anybody's put any questions in.
I did want to say that Tad Hargrave is going to be our January PBSS guy, and he's going to be talking about niching. So,
For those of you who don't know what niching is, most of you probably do, but it's really basically honing in on what you do and for who you do it. And it doesn't mean you have to pick like, oh, I'm going to be the digestion specialist or the depression specialist. But it's a little bit more than that. And he's going to really help us to see so it resonates with us instead of makes us like, oh, I can help everybody. I don't want to do this. Because I fought it like that for a long time. And he's cool. His website is marketingforhippies.com if you want to check it out. He's just a cool guy. No salesiness to him, just real down to earth. So I think you're going to like it. So were there any questions?
I didn't see any. Everything I did, I took care of already on the Q&A.
Okay.
They really like the blood chemistry software.
Oh, yeah. What's not to like, right?
I love it.
But, oh, I'll just tell you one other thing. We do have something we call the Master Tracker. Where is the Master Tracker?
I know. I was going to wait on that one, but yeah.
But I have a blood chemistry thing in there, but it's like it's a primitive. Oh, I don't want to do it here because I have to save it. It's called the Master Tracker, and I have this piece that's my blood chemistry piece. But and it gives us it on a spreadsheet. And as much as I love the blood chemistry, I usually do it in both places because I use mine as the quick overview, and then we dig deeper with his. So you may find that you like that too. So Valerie is introducing herself. Valerie from Houston. I've always had a passion for medical information and for helping other people. With my own health issues, I've had to do a lot of my own research. Now that I've been working on my healing my gut, I want to learn more and share my knowledge with others. I'm definitely on the from health crisis to health coach path. And that's a phrase that I used at Shine and also in some of the webinars I did leading up to Shine. And it's really, you know, a lot of us, that's where we came from, right? We come from our own health crisis or the health crisis of some family members to really learning about it and loving it and helping ourselves or someone else and then saying, well, I want to teach others because I don't want people to get, you know, deprived of this. So thanks for sharing, Valerie. Yay. Okay.
Leonika had a good question. How about the retreat?
Thank you. Yes, the retreat. Okay, so we're still trying to pin down a date. I think we're close to pinning down a date because we were waiting to schedule our Spring into Vitality retreat for the general public, and then we wanted to work around that for the practitioner retreat. So we're looking at, I think it's going to be the very end of April, beginning of May. So we're either looking at March or June. And so what I would love for you guys to do is to write a note to NEPT@drritamarie.com and say in that note and put on the subject line retreat 2016 and let us know if there are particular times you absolutely would not be able to make it because you already have, you know, somebody's wedding or whatever. In 2016, it'll be in the first half of 2016. And we're looking at Austin, Texas, but we're open to looking in other places. We're actually going to look at a retreat center that one of our members has on the East Coast in, where is she, Maryland or I forget where?
North Carolina.
And we're going to also look at a few other places that might be, you know, good places to do it. So we have a really beautiful place called the Ancient Yoga Center where we've done our last two retreats, and it's just delightful. It's a very spiritual and healing place. It's very beautiful. And we're going to look there, and we're going to look at the other options, and we're going to see what comes up as the best deal. Personally, I'd like to do it in Hawaii. So if anybody's open to doing it in Hawaii, I know it could be cost prohibitive for lots, but I have frequent flyer miles. So, but I love to do it in a tropical place. So we looked at Hawaii. We may even look at like the Gulf area in Florida where my son goes to school out there and it's so gorgeous. And a friend of mine lives there and he knows of some retreats. So we may try to do something that's really special. And I like it to be in a special place, not just like some hotel in some city. I want it to be special. Like the Ancient Yoga Center has beautiful grounds. If we were to do it,
at this retreat center in North Carolina, it's by the beach. If we were to do it in Florida, it'd be by the beach. If we were to do it in Hawaii, it'd be by the beach. Do we see a theme here? Maybe there's some mountain place that we could get, and maybe there's some mountain places here. So we're open to suggestions, so we'd love to hear from you on it because it's still open. But I do want to pin it down by the end of the year so everybody has plenty of time to do it.
I have had a few conversations with Katrina Blair. Because I was talking to her for myself, so I have that written down.
So another place, there's a place called Turtle Lake Refuge, and it's a beautiful place where they teach all kinds of environmental stuff and herbal medicine and all, and they do have a retreat center there, and it's in Durango, Colorado. So there's a lot of options, and if you know of places, that would be really cool places that could house us. The ideal, to me, would be to be able to get a big enough house that we rented that had lots of bedrooms and lots of places to sleep and a huge kitchen where we could hire our own chef to come in and make food for us, and we can also play in the kitchen ourselves, and if there's any special needs, whatever, that we could do. So that would be my ideal, and my ideal would be that would be near water, whether it's a lake or the ocean or something like that, or in the mountains or something like that. Tony said, great idea on there. Yeah. All right. Cool. So if anybody else has, you know, just write to us and let us know. I see that Michelle has a question, and then we're going to let you guys go. So, Michelle, hey.
Hey. I have a question about the scheduled calls. And I understand how you can go on and look to see what, I guess, is available for whatever program that you're in. Like, I guess my question is we will still get like the email notifications for when a call is coming that we have access to? Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got that set up. We are thinking about, because some people don't want them and some people do, about giving you the option of opting out of those if you want to.
Oh, okay.
But because some people say, oh, it's too much, I'll just put it on my calendar. But we always do it in the newsletter on Sunday, and then we do it an hour before the call.
Okay.
So there's two ways to do it.
Okay. That was my question, because I thought there was, I think there was an IME call today, and I was going to listen to it, but then I didn't have the email, and I was like, well, maybe because I'm like 2016, maybe I'm not really supposed to be on that call. So
yeah,
I
no,
never did listen
an
to it.
There wasn't an IME call today. No, there wasn't.
Oh, okay. So maybe I had it down wrong.
Think what it was. There were two calls today, actually. One was the 2014-15 community coaching call, and then the other one we had today was an informal call where it's content creation call, where I just those were not.
I don't know
no
where I got that. I think I pulled stuff off like a while ago off of your full schedule, because I'm kind of one of those people that likes to write things on my calendar so I can look ahead to see when stuff is.
And it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Uh-huh. And you also need to check back every now. We will tell you if we change it.
Okay.
So if we change anything, we'll tell you. And usually it's with plenty of notice unless something weird comes up at the last minute that has to be canceled.
Okay.
But this is our Week at a Glance calendar. So you can actually see everything for the program, everything that we're doing in all the different places. Right. So this week we have our Vital Healing Kitchen. Then I have my potluck at home. Today we had our orientation call. We had core content development call. And we'll be doing more of those core content development calls for the CMDS and also for some of the modules that we're still working on. Like, for example, this was for our micronutrient module. And when I first conceived of the micronutrient module, I had envisioned that I would do a separate video for each nutrient, each mineral and each vitamin. And so that comes out to be, I don't know, 20 different, 21 different videos, but I was going to keep them. But when it turned out, as I'm pulling it together and thinking about all the things I'd really like you to know and understand about each of these nutrients, they've all gone anywhere from, you know, the shortest was 15 minutes up to like an hour. And so they take a lot longer to do. So we're just kind of building it. We're close to the end, but we're building it. And so I get bored when I sit in my room with my recorder on. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really boring when I don't have you guys out there and the energy. So what we've been doing is scheduling time to do it. And we'll invite you guys when it's ready. But this is like right in the middle. You know, we've already done 15 different nutrients and we've got 5 more to go. And, you know, we're going to be doing it. And then you'll get all the recordings of that. But we'll be always adding stuff that's live. In fact, one of the things I forgot to mention was that I think probably quarterly or twice a year or 3 times a year, something like that, we're going to be doing what we call our all-day retreats, kind of like what we've done in ERC, only okay. with the practitioner training, where it's an all-day thing where either we can do case studies or we can do content or we can, there's a lot of options for what we could do. Some of it we could do brainstorming and masterminding. So all kinds of things that we could do. So lots of good stuff coming up. But this calendar is the best bet. And if you go in, you may not see it yet here, but you'll see this. You still have access to the ERC site, so you should be able to see it there.
Okay.
Okay? Does that answer your question?
Okay, that sounds good. Yep. Great. And I vote for Durango, Colorado for the next.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's closer for me.
It's closer for you. Yay. Yeah, and if we're going to do Durango, we'd probably want to do July because Durango, you know, Colorado can.
It would be beautiful.
Yeah,
I have a sister that lives in Colorado, and we lived there for many years, so
it is
beautiful in that area.
Yeah, well, we'll be pulling stuff together. Yeah. We may come down to that multiple places can support us, and that we'll have to vote on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I get the final veto power if there's a tie. So, yeah. Okay.
All right. That's
Thank
good to
you.
Know. Thanks.
Sure.
I had something I wanted to point out, and I don't remember if you mentioned it. Under support, did you point out the monthly journals?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. This is a way that I get to know what everybody's doing. So under support, this will get shorter once we get redo it, so there's not so many. But you guys won't see as many. Where is it?
It's a right, whoop, go down, 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 there.
There we go. There's a monthly journal that we want everybody to fill out. So those of you who haven't been doing it, come on and do it. I reply to them. I don't always reply to them as soon as I get them because a whole bunch flood in at the same time. So I like do it over the course of a couple of weeks. But I read them, every single one. And what's a success or accomplishment? What challenges are you facing? What module are you working on? What do you like about it? What challenges that you need help with on that module? What new insights have you learned from your studies and how you can see yourself using it? And you don't have to fill some of these out. Like this one's not necessary. Some of them are mandatory. Some of them aren't. But this is, what's one action you're committed to taking over the next month to support you in growing your clinical skills and your practice? You know what, Lynn, what we should do is add another question to the top was, what was your last month's commitment? And how did you do with it?
Okay.
Because I'm not going to remember everybody's, you know, there's lots of you, what, 90 or something of you in the program now. And there's no way I'm going to remember all of your commitments. But I will support you and say, okay, how can we have made it better? Right? So this is a really great way for you to stay in touch. And I'm doing these myself now, you know, as we – because the goal is to change the world, right? So the program's going to grow. And as, you know, years from now, it won't be me doing all of these. It'll be like, you know, some of my certified coaches doing this for me because I won't. So this is your opportunity to really stay in touch with me and stay abreast of that, you know, have me be abreast of what's going on for you and really support you in what you're doing. So did I put your hand down? Anderson. It says Kevin Anderson. Michelle. So Michelle, did I put your hand down or did you put it back up again?
I did not put it back up.
Okay. The phantom put it back up. Okay. Thank you. All right, guys. So thank you so much for spending your time with us tonight. Thank you for the trust that you've placed in us in just jumping in. Thank you for your commitment and your passion to changing the world of healthcare because we can do it. We are doing it. We are doing it. Every single one of us in our way. And the more of us out there, the more we're teaching others, the more that gets better. So I'm going to just see, were there any other questions? Beverly says Napa Wine Country. Yeah, if we can find a retreat there that we can
do without it costing a fortune. I know that's one of those places where it's pretty extravagant. The cool part about the Ancient Yoga Center is they're very, it's a yoga center. It's related to a Hindu temple, and their prices are really reasonable for the, and they're sharing, and they make beautiful food for us and all that. So it's really nice. Beverly, do you know anything about Dr. Haas and San Rafael? Yeah, Elton Haas. I've had his books. Sure. Beverly said, what questionnaire was Maura talking about that got this? No, what she did was she sent out to her mailing list. After she did her summit, she has a mailing list of like 1,500 or 2,000 people. So she sent an email out to that list with a little survey. What are you interested in? And the first whatever number she said that replied to that questionnaire that she put out, we're going to get a free consultation with her. And then what she did on those calls, on the call, was then she used the Bill Barron Master of Enrollment. Cool. Great. You have an appointment with him. That's super. Yeah, that's really super. Okay, everyone. Thanks again. And you'll see that I don't like ending these calls because I so enjoy being with you. But we got to do it. It's bedtime. So thank you guys for being here. Let me open up the line so you can all say bye-bye to each other. Bye. Have a great
one. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.